policy from Bradish today that made him such a championship?
That breaking ball is pretty good. A lot of swing and misses on that. Just not a whole lot of quality at bats against him.
What did you see from Packy, and how does the bullpen usage overall today affect the rest of the series?
Yeah, that was the part we were trying to manage. First game of 15 in a row, you're going with Packy. First time through, the order looked good. You're trying to squeeze a couple more outs out of him, and left some pitches down the middle and got hurt. But we were able to manage the bullpen in a way where we we're still pretty fresh for tomorrow and moving forward. Yeah.
Alan, what's your vantage point of Bader's inside the park home run? I mean, that only happens if he's busted it out of the box, and he was running pretty hard.
Out of the box, he actually wasn't. He got going, and he's fast enough to make up for it, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're in a spot like this in a game against a pitcher who you all obviously haven't seen, who's fresh, I mean, I know we talked a little bit pre-game about the different preparation with the team you all don't see very often. Does that amplify with a pitcher who also is fresh, maybe a younger guy who you all haven't had very limited experience with?
No, we prepare the same way. I mean, obviously it helps when you've seen a guy a time or two in the division and stuff like that, but no, the guys have a pretty good idea of how to prepare for guys they haven't seen before, so I wouldn't go too far with that one. Yeah. Man, it just it looks a tad in between right now. Our hopes are that he continues. He's working hard, and our hopes is that he continues to do that and we start seeing some results from it. But just looks a little bit in between at the moment. Hopefully that doesn't continue. Yeah.
Does that Baltimore starter remind you of anybody you've seen in this
week? Say that one more time, Commissioner.
Does they remind you of anybody you've seen in the National League?
I'd have to think on that one. I'll get back to you on that one. Yeah.
Well, does this show how a lot of times there's more that goes into it? You know, when you're playing 15 days in a row, you have to think big picture and not just today's game?
Yeah, for sure. The whole time you're managing that game, you're trying to figure out big picture, 15 in a row, bullpen usage. Big part of not starting Michaelis was the long game as well. But you know it's going to impact you depending on how Naughton does. First time through went well, but after that you're trying to figure out how to – not use Palante for multiples or tap into the Cabby Helsleys and Geos of the world. So matchups go out the window a little bit and you're more trying to navigate your way through that game to stay fresh for tomorrow. But a bright spot today was McFarland. That's the version of McFarland that we like seeing. On the ground a ton, had a good feel for his pitches. That was a really good bright spot.
How about Donovan's first night at shortstop?
Yeah, caught the ball and threw it over there. He made the plays, and we'll see him back out there tomorrow.
It's a pretty heads-up play by Whitgren as well.
Yeah, super heads-up play there to go to third and get the guy second. That was it's good to see when a player's in a situation where could be speeding up on him and he's able to slow the game down enough to still think about stuff like that. It shows you where his head's at in the moment. He's present, which is good to see. Yeah. Yeah, I thought the ninth was different than the middle of that game. The guys, they were fighting. That bats looked tougher. That was good to see. And I think that's part of the conversation is what does it look like to do that for nine innings? Because that ninth inning looked really good. Yeah.
How many inside the park did you see?
Ooh.
Did it happen in the minors? Where
they yeah. I can't think of exactly how many, but I've seen maybe one or two prior to that one. It just shows you how fast that kid is because off the bat he hit it. He thought he got it. And then once he saw it hit the wall, he took it in a whole nother gear that most of us don't have. And it still wasn't close at the plate. So maybe you, Kamish. He might have peeked back once or twice to make sure he wasn't. Yeah.